Travel Industries Radio. Love, I ain't hear my drop. They gonna hear it all anyway.
It's your girl Nina Capone, and you are tuned in to the hottest mixtape station in the world, in the Shoes Radio.
Yo, 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 Ms. J.T.I., what's up?
What up, Nina?
Yo, you are in the studio. It's about to go down. I said we let this drop. You know what this is? I found this. Yo, we gonna turn down for what? Why the fuck would we do that? Yo, y'all already know. Dropped a single today, and I'm hype about it. I was hype. Anybody know me know I'm super hype about everybody else's music until I get in the studio, I go crazy. But you know, like it's decent. You know, and I've known you for a long, long
boy.
Damn, I feel old as shit. You was on like one of my very, very first shows,
yep.
And you killed it. And I never forgot you. And I think you was on every show after that. Just
yeah,
about.
I was. The first show I did was with the boy group TYM.
Okay, right.
I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And then from there, I became a solo artist, and I was still doing it.
And here we are. Here we are, like years and years and years later. So. Little background, right. Little background on the low, you know, that was the Soul Stock, I believe,
yep.
Or in the Nice Town Give Back.
Yep.
Oh, wow, so you were with me for almost 12 years.
Almost, yep.
This is the longest relationship I've ever had. Yeah.
I drink to that.
Don't mention that. But, so tell us, I know you got this thing, we're going to get into that, but tell us what you've been doing. I mean, tell the people who don't know who you are. You know, we're talking to the world right now. I got a huge listening base. They've been out there 4.2 million strong.
Come on, 4.2.
You know, I've been doing, this is my 8th year anniversary.
Shout out to
Industries Radio. You know, we've been out here for a long time, and, you know, it's a blessing. It's all a blessing. I think we stayed on the air so long. We continue to do this.
Let's go.
Because of artists like you who actually do this for real, not the fakers, the studio artists who don't know what it's like to sweat. Right. So, you know, being an artist myself, I only bring in real artists. I mean, I want to hear the dopeness. I want to hear the real artists. It ain't about the money. It ain't about you getting in here, giving me heavy. I mean, you can give me money. I don't mind. You want to get anybody donations. I take them. I like that money. But, you know, it's really about the artists and the grind. And that's what I respect. That's who I support. That's who I stand behind. So tell us a little bit about your grind. I mean, you didn't grow up. You was a grown man walking the door. I was looking for the little young boy. I was like, where you at?
Oh, man,
you got the wrong people in. So tell us what you've been up to lately.
Because I've just been grinding. Like, I've just been really, like, focused on my career. Like, this is my life. Like, I don't have really much anything else going on but my career. So I'm just trying to stay focused. This music, this acting, this modeling, hosting, whatever God gave me to do, I'm doing it. I moved to Atlanta. I did a lot of amazing things. A lot of acting opportunities came. I did The Have and Have Not with Tyler Perry. I did Stay Together. And I think I was on almost every reality TV show that was taped. Real Housewives, Army Divas. I just did it all. So I'm just working on my project now and just trying to put my city on the map.
Sometimes
you got to lead a city to put it on the map.
Always got to lead a city. And we'll talk about that as well. I mean, so you mentioned something that sparked my interest, the reality TV. Just so you know, my next interview is with the guy behind the scenes. Actually, he's in, a video game. He's a video of, what's the name of the video game?
Grand Theft Auto.
He's the voice of Grand Theft Auto.
Nice.
And a little bit of his background is that's what he does. He prepared the people who, he gets your personality ready when you're about to get on the stage or get into your character for the reality show. And I never been on a reality show. I want to be on. Nobody won't invite me. They're like, Nina, you just going to bring one and talk to your shit.
I'm not going to do that. It's a lot that goes into reality TV. Like, when I was actually on sets and stuff like that, I was just like, wow. It's reality TV, but it's situational. What they do is they know what's going on between the cast members. And
I call them
characters. But they trigger off that. They'll go to one of them and say, y'all got a little beef, so I need you to talk about this in this situation.
Gotcha.
And then they come out there and talk about it, and the reality comes from that because the other person don't know that they're going to say that.
Right.
So that's what makes it reality.
So it's a big-ass instigation.
pretty much.
I should have a show. I swear. I don't know.
Just
I
make sure you call me. Because, you know,
definitely. Because, you know, I'm like, I instigate all the time. That's what I do. So definitely got to get that popping.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the music. Like, so are you writing? You dance? You dance like me?
Well, please tell me. I don't know if I dance like you. Because I've seen you dance.
You're right.
You know, MC Hammer might want to. No, but I definitely write. I feel like writing is a very big part of artistry, and I want it to come from me. You know what I'm saying? So anything that I'm singing about, I want to be able to relate to it. So of course I'll take writings from other artists and other people that write, but for the most part, that's where the check coming at.
Right, who you talking to?
I need a couple coins. So I'm gonna write the majority of that. But yeah, writing is very, very important. And this project that I'm working on now, my EP that's coming out in September, it's called Just Me. And it's pretty much mostly me. I wrote everything on it except this one song, We Gonna Turn It Up.
Okay. But hey, is, and that's what it's about. You got to take some creativity from outside.
Absolutely.
Because once we do all the writing for ourselves, you know, speaking as a veteran artist, 23 years in the game. And, you know, and I was able to see the world and everything. And if we don't open up and humble ourselves to take the other music, and we just sound the same. You know, that's more Nina music. So, you know, congrats on that. I feel like clapping. I feel like pushing one of my buttons, but I can't find it right now. Yay! But, all right, you get a single Nina clap. But, so tell us more. I mean, you got the EP coming.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm a little nervous because people are used to me singing, like, ballads and, you know, panty droppers. Can I say panties on there?
You can say ass on the air if you want.
Well, ass droppers. No, panty droppers. And like, you know, ballads and stuff like that. So this record, is more up tempo. And moving to Atlanta is a different feel anyway.
Right.
I'm a Philly breed, so I had to take some of that soul to ATL and get a little bit of that little A-town stump type thing going on. But I just want people to realize that I'm not in the box. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can do whatever is thrown at me. So this song was thrown at me and it was out of my comfort zone, but being the Jay-Z, I definitely
do. I love it. So that's a teaser, y'all. I love it. Y'all know I'm a hater. So, of course, I had to hear it. Hey, I'm a hater. You know I'm a hater. If it's not Nina Capone remix ready, then...
Remix.
Yeah. Wasn't I here rapping to it? I ain't even going to say. I was like, yo, he need the Matrix on there.
Is that a plug for the remix? Are you trying to get him on my turf?
Did it work?
We're gonna
say it didn't work. I'm gonna
have my people call you.
Hey, you can call my people. Let's set that up. You know, I got a studio in here too. I got all kinds of bands.
Yo, what's up? What's up, the
truth? We definitely got to work. But
yo, Nina trying to get me buzz, y'all. This is the same juice.
That's that shit. That's that grown shit. Ain't ready. But so okay, you got the acting going on.
Yeah.
You got so
I'm
how
on the show.
Acting? How? I mean, I just got my first role.
Come on, booking.
You know what I mean? Y'all know
gmail.com booking.
I've been staying away from the big screen, and now I got a major role in a nice little movie here, and I'm shocked. And
it ain't no Mimi Nico type thing, is it?
I don't know Mimi Nico. No. Let me tell y'all, if I grab anybody's shower.
Yo,
okay. I love myself and I love my weight and everything. But if I grab anybody's shower,
it's going to be
someone please call 911. That we won't be doing.
Right.
But you know, it's actually a drama.
Okay.
You know, I'm just a loudmouth girlfriend. Or the main character.
That's not too far-fetched.
But that's what I said. I was like, oh my.
They knew your character.
That's what he said. He said, you know what, Nina? I just wrote you in. And I was like, already done. Whatever. He's like, yeah.
You ain't giving me ratchet.
I'm not ratchet in the film. I'm just, I'm me. I'm Nina. He should have just called me Nina. But whatever. He wanted to give me a new name. But okay. Whatever.
No, that's funny. But this acting project that I'm on now is called Choices Season 2. From a High Hill production. The director's name is Delia Ruffin.
Okay.
And it's filmed out here. It's kind of like a spin on more told story of like The Wire. Like everybody compares it to The Wire, but I don't. I think it's new.
Gotcha.
But it's a lot of young cast members on it. Some familiar faces on there. Susan, Christine, Megan Jor, and a lot of different people that we know in the industry or whatever. I don't know if you know Reeve Rosé. He's a part of it.
Okay.
There's a lot of different people that may sound familiar, but I play a detective, I'm an agent, Zeke Creed, and I'm a bad boy.
You're a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy on that thing. She gave me an opportunity. I walked into the audition room. She was just like, you look like a Zeke. And I was like, okay, so did I get the part? So I'm on the show, and we've been filming since March, and We should, the premiere is actually next month.
Okay. So how's acting? I mean, you know, a lot of people get into, we are performers, we're mm-hmm. entertainers, you know. So we already kind of get into our bag acting anyway.
Right.
But how's acting on the screen? Like, how does it feel? I just got my big thick script and I dropped all the pages. I didn't know what I was doing. It was a mess. So, like, how does it feel to actually be in front of the screen? And now I feel like I'm just taking advice, y'all. Y'all can stop me, like, stop. I'm trying to get
pointers. It's really second nature for me because I've already, like, been grooming myself and being groomed to get prepared for the cameras and
nice.
The lights, camera, action type thing. So, me being on screen, being able to be somebody that I didn't wake up as. I'm
right.
Z Creed. My name is Najacion. So, it's just like, I get to be somebody else.
Right, right.
So, as far as memorizing lines and stuff, I memorize lyrics. So, it's really second nature. Everything That's just brilliant. Comes... So you just got to know how to find the place for it.
Okay.
Well, it's fun, too.
It's impressive. I know. I went to my first reading. I had a ball. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be new. It's going to be something different for me. But I've been a character for probably since you was, what, 14?
Yeah. I've been a character since I came out the womb.
There you go. So
my mom said he's a star.
Right. There you go.
His cry's a little different. He's a star.
There you go. He's special. My baby's special. You hear that.
Yeah.
So tell us about this particular song, the single. I love the picture, by the way.
You know, the camera only captured what it's seen and whatnot. But you know,
beauty is a motherfucker, ain't it?
I
was like, damn, okay. I was like, look at her. They all try. Everybody in the picture got to be sexy, though. Like,
but did you recognize one of the people in the picture?
That's, what's her name, Kelsey?
Kelsey Nicole.
Yes.
Y'all
was there
with VH1.
Yes, she's decent. I seen y'all all fly. I'm like,
you know,
I'm jealous.
You gotta work with greatness.
Wait till we get our pictures done. We're going to put them next to each other. We got deepening us. We got it. No, but this picture came out dope. You know, I did browse through them and everything. I posted a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, Nina is a fan, yes. I'm a fan of everybody I have on the show, though. Seriously.
Hence why you guys on the show. Why would you bring Wackness in? You know what I mean?
No, I listened to some shows.
Oh, we're going to talk about that off air, though.
I'll talk about it on air. I don't care.
Get it?
Well, I own my own show. 8-year anniversary, honey.
How many
times?
8 years. Not two, but eight.
No, but on a serious side of things, I mean, you know, it's everything. Everything counts. Everything makes an artist. So... Mm. With that being said, I don't know if you'll be here on the 27th of September. That's when the Hoodstock is going down.
The way my bookings are set up, I don't know
where you is like running around. But if you're here, I definitely want you to come through. I mean, the Hoodstock is really about educating new artists, new people that are in the game. No, not the youth. People who are 21 and can drink.
Because
I like to have it at a turned up spot. So, you know. We bring in the DJ and the band, right? We're gonna go ham. We're gonna have a lot of fun. But you know, I am gonna take a moment to thank the artists that are out there, the performances, and kind of educate them because I believe in education. I believe that, you know, as an artist, I always had an older artist around me, which is my mom, who I listen to, who's still performing. She get more shows than me. I don't know what's going on.
Yo, the way your mom's booking.
right. So you look at that and you like, you know. I think a lot of us, you know, out here, they don't get it. They don't get that, you know, hey, don't do it like this. Or that real criticism. Everybody got those yes men around you.
Oh,
everything
man.
You do is dope.
No.
Yeah, they say, you the man. You killed that. And everybody.
I mean, they wouldn't be lying, but I understand.
You know, the way my voice is set up. The way you're trying to set up. I understand. I get it. That's the way my radio. I was like, you know, I need to be on her radio. And they were like, no, Nene. You can't. You know what? I'll just do it myself because the way my voice is set up, you're not ready.
See?
So.
You wasn't ready.
Yeah, I got my own mic. You know, I do what I do.
You got to have. The challenge that I have is. I like to look at it as unique because I don't sound like anybody else. I don't project or operate like any other artist. Like, I listen to different... Like, my favorite artist in the game is Tank, and female is Kiki Wyatt.
Nice.
Those are my... That's my, I call it my mom and dad in music. And Brandy, my little sister. my big sister.
You got a whole family here. Wait a minute.
So I'm
going to
be like, when I get older.
Right. Listen, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that it's great that you actually adopt that a sound that you like. Because Kiki Wyatt is a hell of a range.
Listen.
I mean, whew.
Listen,
I go up like that. Somebody did some shit to me.
Her voice is disrespectful.
It really is
disrespectful in the greatest way possible.
Yes,
I
really
like to take negative words and make them positive. But her voice is just rude, ignorant, disrespectful. What happened? Like, what was going on?
Poison.
And then
he gonna have me doing this shit. So when y'all hear me on there doing this, just you know where I got it.
I like to be an influence on
that. So the new song, the new single. How do you feel about it? What's the reaction thus far? I know it came out. I mean, you want to know my reaction first.
What was your reaction?
I need to be up on this. I like, turn down for what?
So now you want to admit it.
That's why I found it. Because I was like, yo, I was dancing a little bit, but I was like, you know what? I don't want him to walk in and see the skills. He get all excited, like, man, she can dance her ass off. Next thing you know, he on somebody reality show doing my dance.
Right, and then you don't get no check.
No check. Right. Yeah. So we not
all in court.
All in court.
Man, nobody got time for
that. We
need to be helping each other get money, not
taking. Right.
So no, but we gonna turn it up. It definitely is a record that I'm proud of because it showed my versatility. The producer X-Ray. The writer Big Nash, and like we all got together in the studio one day and just was like, listen, this is something new, Jay. We about to take you out your comfort zone. And I was in the studio like, so this ain't got no piano. This ain't got no keys on. I'm a little nervous, but I'm a daredevil. So I just said, you know what? I'm not going to let this song defeat me. I'm going to tackle it. And it came out dope.
Well, I'm ready to jump into it. Everybody in here ready to jump into it. So we got a little in studio. Y'all can make noise. Y'all ain't gotta be super quiet. I like noise. Cause people be like, "That studio is empty." You know,
the studio is definitely not empty though. You know I got my squad in here. Like, don't act like you don't. I ride hard.
We here on the ball. We got listeners and everything. So all right, let's just jump right into it, and then we gonna talk about it.
We're gonna
critique it. Right, I like critique. I already critique. I like it. It's too late. So, y'all, it's your girl, Nina Capone, The Streets Radio. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to turn it up. Turn up
your
Tuesday.
Your boy, JCI, let's go.
Nina Capone, you already know.
This track has been X-rayed.
We're going to turn it up and I'm turn it down. We're going to fade it up, pass the gas around.
On there. Carla, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's good with you?
What's good with you? Who am I speaking to?
Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty. My choreographer. I was just talking about dancing. Did you hear me talk about dancing?
Yeah, I heard you talk about dancing. I was plugged in.
You was plugged in? You know, she ain't dancing nothing. She ain't doing that. All right.
But the joint was hot. You know, I get
joint?
Down with music.
You
want
to dance
with it,
don't you? Like, yeah. I just put my bid in for a remix, see? And the way I got it all set up, yeah. We about to be on tour. We about to be back on tour. We ain't been on tour. Listen. We all back
now.
No,
I'm ready. I can pack my bag right now.
You always ready. I know that he talking about getting his bag packed. So what you think of the song? What you think of the song? I mean, like, you know, it could the dancers move to it? You know how I be doing. Can the dancers move to it?
I was just in the back of my mind thinking, like, as soon as it dropped, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and make it a walkout, and then the next week I'll just put it and make it one of my slow songs. But, I mean, the melody of it, you know what I'm saying, it's nice, got a nice beat to it. You know, it's all around is a good song, you know what I'm saying? He sounds like a good artist, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, mad props to him, you know what I'm saying?
He right here, he listening to you.
I know. I look forward to hearing some more, brother.
He missed some of that though. See, he missed the walkout and all that. So your song about to go ham in the strip club.
That's
oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
crazy.
No,
listen.
Get them Onyx in
here. There's the male exotic dancers on the scene here. Yes, they get ready to take it for the ladies to hear. So.
Oh. All right. Listen. I mean, listen. I make music for the people. So.
As you should.
Yeah,
it's good
whatever.
Stuff, though.
However,
you know what I'm
however the song get out there, whoever, whatever demographic it reaches, whatever ears it taps into, how many people slide in. Listen, I don't care. I love who love my music. That's just what it is.
At the end of the day, the ladies is going to be like, whose song is it? I'm going to let them know whose song it is. And the next thing you know, they're going to be going to buy the CD.
Absolutely, and that's the goal.
That's the goal. Get it sold.
And that's the goal. Get it sold.
Get it sold. Down the pole. Get it sold. I don't care how you do it.
Well, no, definitely. So, I appreciate you listening to it, though, man.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Mr. Nasty is my choreographer, actually. So.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah, Mr. Nasty. You don't got to call
Mr.
Nasty.
Mr. N.
Yeah, you can just call me G. You can call me G. You ain't got to call me Nasty, though.
I call him G off the scene, but I just wanted to see how far I was going to take you with that, because
you weren't going to take me far.
I just like to fuck with people, so.
No,
you know,
it's cool.
In the streets radio, y'all already know it's Girl Nina Capone. This is how I do it.
You fucking.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely a dope song. You know, the dancers of all types. Like, I deal with a lot of people and everything. And that's who tuned in. That's who's going to grab this. Miss Nasty, I'm putting you on hold. Thanks for tuning in. Stay there because I might have some more questions for you.
All right.
But definitely, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna get so many listeners, and the dance world is definitely listening. So it's funny because I like the shock and surprise. But that's what you want. You definitely want the people who make the games. You want all these people as listeners. I mean, these are the people.
I want the people, however they come.
Download it. Can you download? That's what I want to know. Can you download?
Do you have a device?
Do you have a device?
Download
it.
Right. That's all it's about.
Do you got a dollar? You got 99 cents. You got $1.59.
Well, you know what the way people's bank accounts are set up.
Listen. PayPal. I'll take it all. I don't care. Listen, I sell records over in the UK. I was like, that ain't even in your language.
Speaking of that, that's amazing to know that my music is. In a place that I've never been.
Absolutely.
So it's just like, and I know I'm going, but
I'm bigger over there. I've sold a minimum amount of records here in the U.S. and a maximum in the U.K.
Wow. Because they understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to say that
they
you're
crazy.
They just love new. So I get
it. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. And so what's your plan? Where do you see yourself? I got to ask a political correct question there. Here we go. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, since you asked, I see myself, you know, soaring beyond the clouds. No, seriously. No, I just see myself being successful, being able to not only take care of myself, take care of my family. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
That's pretty much what it's about. And I'm not being politically correct. That's just why I do it. I want to be able to put myself and my family in positions that we've never been in comfortably. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's just, I just want to be the next big thing, but I don't want to be mega if I... That's not my goal. If I get there, it's because of the blessing of God. But I'm not trying to be the next mega superstar. I just want to be comfortable.
Right.
So that's pretty much what it is.
So let me ask, because I know I stopped for a reason, mm-hmm. and I wanna know your take on this. Fame. What do you feel about fame?
It has its pros and cons. For me, like I said again, I don't want to be famous. I want to be successful for what it is that I do.
Right.
I want people to recognize me for what I do. But I don't want to be the type of brand that is famous because he did this or he did that or he was on this show. I just want people to love my music.
Right.
At the end of the day, this is what I do it for. But to be famous, that's not wrong. Nothing wrong with it. I can capitalize on it and make it make sense. But that's not the goal. That's not the goal. The goal is to be successful and just be able to sit back and enjoy the fruits of my labor.
Absolutely. So what do you feel about the artists that are out here now? This Hoodstock. I'm gonna refer to Hoodstock.
Oh,
I don't want to come at nobody.
There you go.
I don't want to come at nobody neck, but you know I can't help myself sometimes. I know I just can't help myself. So I'm a deviate from that for the moment. But what do you feel about the artists that are already famous that are not famous? And you know what I'm talking about.
Well,
you know.
Living in Atlanta, I have been around a lot of has-beens who think that they are somebody because they were somebody at a point. And, you know, I just be giving, going to my grandma's house. I'm like, Grandma, can you make me, like, 6 or 7 humble pies because
I'm going to need to sell these.
No, because my thing is to be in a place that, you know, that I strive to be and I'm and a part of your clique or a part of or in your network or whatever like that. It's like, who do you think you are when your opportunity came and went and you're now back where I started? So
that means
my opportunity is greater because I'm going where you were and you are where I am.
Right.
So it's like I never want to be an artist that is at a place and go far and then get knocked 10 steps back because like you did something wrong. Something happened.
Right.
Humble yourself.
Exactly.
Because I believe in God wholeheartedly and as easily as it's given, it can be taken away.
Right.
And with that being said, my grandma didn't raise no fool. So I'm going to praise God to the bank.
I know that's right.
I'm about to be cocky, arrogant. But what? These people that are buying, these consumers are the people that's buying your record to make you Najacian.
Right.
May have been Najacian before fame, but at the end of the day, the notoriety and the value of your name is because of them.
Right.
So I understand what it is to be great.
So living in Atlanta and being around those type of people. I mean, we got a lot of those people here that are not shout out to Philly. I love my people. I love my city.
Not to touch where I live at, boy.
And I'm going to touch it. And I've been touching it for years. Now I say it on mics. And, you know, I done threw some of the largest hip-hop shows in this city, hands down. And, you know, just to be there and have these people come in and... You know, I asked somebody to be on one of my concerts, and they was like, and I ain't going to say no name. I should.
Man.
I could.
I mean, you could. All
right, I won't.
If you bought that life, you
understand? I am about that life. I am, but I'm about to throw a concert, and I don't want no enemies. Not today. So,
Not on tonight.
But this particular artist, you know, he in a hood. All right, I kind of like living in the hood. I know y'all probably driving out this joint like, she played way too much. I know. This is not the hood. But, you know, I'm from 16th Street. I'm from 16th and Erie. Like, you know. But I moved out. I was able to. You know, I was blessed with the opportunity to move.
Right.
So here I am. I needed a deck and a fence yard and, you know, the umbrella and shit like that. So here I am. You know, but I worked hard as shit.
Right. And as you should.
I worked hard as shit for 20-something years to be able to step it up a notch.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I back to this damn artist. I'm not going to say his name because it pisses me off when I say his name.
Don't get too irritated.
I think we can all kind of figure it out.
I can tell.
I think we can all figure it out.
And I asked him, I said, you know, like, you know, this is
where you came from.
You know, where you came from. You know, I was, you know, hoping that you could come out. You know, I had a small budget. So I'm not asking you where my budget set up. It's just, You know what I mean? It's, I just want you to come out. I don't even want you to really perform. Just come talk to the people.
Just
come
basically support your platform.
So, you know, show some love, whatever. This is what you do. It's hip hop. He was like, yeah, I got you for $2,500. Nigga. I can get Jadakiss for $2,500.
Wow. Oh, man. So, about this record, yo. Because I can see we about to go, I might need to do a feature with this nigga one day. So, I'm just saying.
But
in the streets, that's what we do.
In the streets. Just because I live way up here in the boonies don't mean that I ain't still in the streets.
She is in the suburban area.
Yeah, I'm there.
On the her house is white on the outside. She got a fence.
I got two cents.
She got, listen.
Front and back. Ain't nobody getting there. Ain't nobody getting
there. Listen, the way her crib is set up. We got to tell y'all.
No,
she
but
makes
you know,
dry to the hood for the show, but she ain't living in that show.
Look, because you got to go. You got to know when it's your time to leave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's also a problem, because if you asking me for $2,500 for a show, and you still live on that block, I'm trying hard as shit to not say who this is. And,
yo!
You know, I hope he tuned in. Shout out to you.
To you.
He gets no fame over here. But,
oh, man. I'm,
you know,
I think this with his company. I don't feel the same way I felt when I walked in.
But look, like, all right.
The thing
is, though, you get these artists, and you like, yo, you're not even on those shows. Like, I watched the circuit. You're not even on those shows, but you want my $2,500. All right, you do 5 shows this month, and I give you $2,500 by the time my show get here. You gotta negotiate. You gotta show me something. You not on no shows. I don't see you on TV.
Nina, you don't got no latest album.
You don't even record nowhere. And you owe the bull on 16 shows.
Oh!
Like $50 for some studio time. But we not going to go there. Like,
yo, I get that, yo. How y'all feel about that remix?
Yo.
I'm just saying.
Shout out to
you know,
Paul,
I might curry the frog on my
junk.
They ain't my business.
Yo, we gonna blame it on what's in this cup.
They ain't even my business though. So whatever. But you know, I'm glad you came through. I called a lot of artists. You know, I mean, I've been reaching out to artists because I'm back doing a live interviews and everything. And I've been reaching out to artists, and the only artist that's like really fucking with me is the artist that's actually doing something. Not because you know I respect it, but. You really got shit going on. Like, these motherfuckers.
I mean, it goes back. Like I said, it goes back. See, my thing is, I'm not about the boasting and the bragging. My thing is, when I'm at home sitting down, ain't doing shit.
You could just
say I'm at home sitting down, ain't doing shit.
Right.
But when I'm doing some shit, I'm going to need you to run it down from date, time, the way my itinerary is set up.
Doing shit. See, and that's the thing. Like, all right. Damn, it's hard for me not to say names. All right, I'm going to avoid this. Y'all just look at me like real wrong, like Nina.
Shout out to the label X-Ray Music Group.
Yeah, shout out to
50/50 Music Group in Gross Montana and the Big Boys Universal Music Group.
Yeah.
Y'all holding me down.
They definitely
got to. Y'all on iTunes and Amazon
right now. You know what? Yeah, because everybody better go cop this joint because I'm a trip to this shit. Y'all gonna see me. I'm a climb a pole slow as a motherfucker.
We trying to keep Nina Capone in a positive spirit because she is going in the street.
That's only sangria, so I'm just speaking my mind.
So and that's only what it is. So imagine if she had saying.
What?
A little something else in the cup.
What? Then Charlie Brown, we be on the province.
This whole show will be a little different. You heard?
All right. But no, I mean, shout out to the artist that I'm talking about. He know who he is. You know what I mean?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, we don't need no pictures or nothing together. I'm cool. You know what? When he move up here, then I get him $2,500. That's how we gonna work that out, though. Listen, when I know you don't live on that block no more, then I'm gonna give you that $2,500. We gonna write that check. We gonna cut the check. $2,500, nigga. You ain't.
All right, so how much you want charge me to the show?
$2,500. Fuck it. I like that nigga. We from around the same neighborhood. $2,500.
No, I'm only gonna charge you a mil. You understand?
See, I'm gonna charge you a milli. He's starting with me. He's trying to trigger me. You trying to trigger me. That's what you trying
to do. No,
I'm not. That's you trying to trigger me. You want me to start saying people's names and everything?
You know, I mean, the way this record industry is set up. You know,
it's cool. I ain't never been in the industry, believe it or not. You know what I mean? Like,
you are in the industry. You may not, you know.
I've never been in the industry.
You're in the industry now, Nina.
I'm in these streets.
I'm in plug her show. No, she's plugging her show on her show. She's like, come on. Can you read this promo marketing thing?
I know I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong business.
No, but I really like what you're doing, though. This is
no, and I think
helping other artists and, you know, get our brands out there. Because, you know, the JCM brand, it's about to be popular.
The way that shit set up, I'm trying to get a job.
www.
Let me go get my
resume. IamTheJCM.com. That's where you find me at all things.
Say that again.
www.IamTheJCM.com.
They're going to be like, I know. Nene posted it 400 places.
You can follow me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? At IamTheJCM. Twitter at @IamTheJCM. You know,
you can follow him on industriesradio.com.
I'm definitely the only thing popping on that joint right now.
Right, that joint crazy.
You mean the way it's set up.
The way that joint set up, it look like you on Industries Radio. I was like, hold on.
I'm on Industries Radio. Like, and did I mention that my single dropped the date on that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's out right now, so I need y'all to, like, go get it, like, right now. Like,
all the lady strippers, all the male strippers.
I'm hearing that it's a stripper record, so,
the strippers, too, because, you know, I'm a stripper. I wasn't never, like, I was, like, always in the middle of that shit. So I took, like, half of my clothes off. I got halfway up the pole. Like, I'm like, damn.
Big sis, I don't want to imagine you going up the pole.
I didn't want to imagine it either, but I got stuck in the fire department. Had to come out.
She got my imagination set up a little differently. The way my imagination, let me tell you about my imagination. The way my imagination is set up on tonight is, Nina Capone.
See, all right. I'm going to behave.
You want to be?
I think I had like a half a bottle. Shake that bottle, make sure. Shout out to Sangria, the brand.
Shout out to my next cup.
You know what I mean? Like, shout out to them, because they made this for me. I know
they made it for
did.
Us, because they knew I was coming.
They did. Yeah. They did. That's what happened. That's how I set up.
Yeah.
So what next? I mean, what you doing? I mean, because I'm nosy.
And the EP.
No. Oh. It's smaller than that. See, I want to know, like, what you doing tomorrow. People going to tell me, the EP.
I mean, that's what's next.
What you doing tomorrow? Like, what's your lineup? Because, like, I need you, need to be on Honest Fire show next. You need to be on Fire Chick show next.
Well,
and
I mean, shut up.
Because I do that. Because, you know, I'm like your new PR.
Yeah, listen,
I'm
your
PR
expert. Listen, I need a PR, but that's crazy that you said that. I'm doing Simply Monica, and I'm doing Purple.
Okay. Shout out to those ladies. Yeah. We don't hate on each other. We got like a silent circle of love. Seriously,
as you should. I mean, y'all.
UE Radio, you know, Purple Queen,
yeah.
Simply Monica, Honest Fire, Fire Chick. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like my
I'm
show 100 years
y'all,
old.
Y'all all be looking out. Y'all all see me on the come up. All three
right,
grinding in the city. So.
I'm telling you, I remember, like, I got footage, and I was trying to pull it out because he was serious. He was like. I was like, look at this serious little boy with his moves and shit. Are they popping? I was like, oh, shit. They is jamming.
I'm not about to do all that no more, man. Like,
that's decent.
I'm on my grown man now. I'm going to get on the stage.
So I'm going to have
my roses.
Oh, you want some
JV
shit?
No. Listen, hear me out. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to gaze into your eyes and everything.
That's some bullshit. No.
I'm on a Temptation. You know how the girl was squirming in the chair.
You better do that Chris Brown shit. Start flipping
listen,
and shit.
The way my weight is set up. I'm 6'2 and 200 something. I'm not about to do nobody's cartwheel. Like, I'm just keeping it dangerous. I'm gonna do a couple moves and everything like that. But
no, that's dope. Though.
I'm not about to.
I'm gonna be dancing. Don't let me outdo you, cause I'm gonna be like, yo.
I mean, I'm
holding
your auditions. I'm holding auditions.
Okay. I'm gonna kill it. You know, my my choreographer still listens. Like, we only 120 pounds away from the reality, okay? We about to be there. I'm about to be there again. Yeah.
So, like, how did you really feel about the record, though? Like, I want you to be honest with me.
Want me to be honest?
Yeah, I want you to keep it a bean.
He like, keep it
a bean. Don't tell me because I'm your little brother.
No, trust me. I wouldn't have called you. I'd be like, that's my nigga, but he won't be on here. Not today. Next, I'd have been flipping through your page.
Oh, man.
No, seriously, and that's how I feel. So what's people out there that, you know, I bang with like that? I just haven't heard the song yet. So if you haven't been on my show, shout out to you who have not been on my show. Yeah, it's just because I wasn't feeling your shit yet. So step your game up, now it's your girl.
Yeah. Did she give him a wink?
Radio. Yeah, you like that. But it's real. Like, you gotta work on your craft. You gotta be ready.
In order to be relevant, you gotta.
I work hard as shit to get this music out there. Right. You know what I mean? And I don't play myself over and over and over again. Well, maybe on Saturday. But
you got a day.
I need a day. Need a Capone day. You in here?
Need a Capone.
I mean, why not? We my shit set up. Yeah. I got records for days. I play what I'm doing.
But you know what I noticed about a lot of these artists? Like, a lot of them don't live up to the standard of what their records are. Like, I've been around a lot of different people, and I heard their albums or their singles or whatever, what have you, and they sound amazing. And then you ask them to sing live, and it's like, should I get something else to drink? No, that's what I say.
Hold on. I'm sorry if I just yelled in y'all ear. He just did the funniest shit ever. He held his cup. He called all you motherfuckers dry. But he did the... See, and y'all got none of the cameras going like... That was... Everybody was throwing up. We all started writing for lemonade and shit. We was going to help him.
No, but like, I just really... I mean, I'm not, like, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not the best singer in the world. But I do understand...
I'm the best singer in the world.
I do understand that... In order for somebody to want to come out to a show of yours, you have to be able to give them something other than
they
want to
see a show. They want to see a show.
That's what I'm planning to do. I want to sweat, not because of the lights, but because I did what I came to do.
Right, real shit. I mean, but you know, people pay good money to come see a show, so we need a show. Like, all right,
not a performance, a show.
Right, a show, some shit going on. Well, I mean, you know what it is? It's like, all right, you have these hip-hop shows. Everybody's having a hip-hop show.
Yeah.
Are we unplugging something? All right, we just had
something. I actually hear myself now.
You hear yourself now?
Yeah,
I was trying to see. Wait, I had this shit set up.
Oh, but I like the way this joint sounds.
He's like, I hear myself on the joint. I'm going to talk another hour. Mic check, 1-2.
With the way you got my drink set up, I'm probably not going to be able to talk no more after this because my word's about to be a little different.
Yeah, you slur a little bit. Like, don't go to Nina Capone. You're going to have everybody in the city trying to come to my show. Like, y'all talking to
she turn up like that.
What, you got Henny? No.
She got a, listen, y'all, in the street, whoever's out there listening right now, she got a whole bar.
Don't tell nobody that.
So whenever you come to that show, don't
set the mic up for me.
Drink at the bar. I mean, at the bar, just come to Nina Capone show. She got you. She will have you right by the time you leave the crib. Just don't and have a ride because you're going to walk out different than the way you came.
Yeah, we got to turn up. But see, that's what it's about. It's about turning up.
Right.
It's about having fun. It's about doing this. It's hot as shit. I was going to turn the air on y'all, but I do got air. I got big ass air. You know what I mean? The real joint. But let me tell y'all how the sound ain't right with it, so I had to make y'all suffer. Y'all look like Africans and shit. Y'all about to die in this show.
But yeah, it's this industry that I chose to be in. I'm excited about it, and I feel blessed to be able to do what I love every time I wake up. So
absolutely, I think you're gonna excel.
Thanks.
Me and Mr. Critty, we watched your videos. We was like, you know, and I was like, I didn't realize Shannon did your videos because I was showing Shannon off, and I was like, oh shit, this is how I'm too. But
she's
showing
everything at once.
She is
August 31st.
Oh shit! All
right, in Atlanta.
Wow, I get it. Pop, man.
Turn it up.
We got to run Atlanta real quick, you know, make that quick run.
Yeah, you might want to be on the set and get that behind the scenes.
I'm wearing
that
shirt, my queen bitch shirt.
We can't have no cussing on set, Nina.
Damn, I can't cuss on the set.
No, you can't cuss
on
the set.
Oh, this is not my type of video.
It's a professional set, because it's going to be a lot of...
I will cuss professionally. I do.
How does that work? How do you do that?
You do it right.
Let me hear
it. Motherfucker.
Yo, Nina Capone is...
Motherfucker. Yeah. I'm not having this shit. Professional cursor. I was right. They trained me for that.
How you put it on? She said, motherfucker.
With an ER,
not an E. Y'all got me sweating in this joint.
I know, because, you know, we got it. You could be like, you know what, I lost the weight that I wanted to lose, thanks to Nina Capone. Shout out to the streets and radio.
This about to be the naked Capone.
Well, I started to broadcast on the porch, and then I was like, no, it might be buzz. And I buzzed.
Oh, see, yeah, that would have been a different show if I would have been getting bit up. Man.
Yeah, we both heard all this, and they're like, what is they doing? You know what I mean? Like, so... Sure. But it's decent live broadcast on the deck. I don't really know if there's no bugs out there. We don't really encounter, but it usually where I got some candles and shit. We just light them up. It's usually pretty
light
good.
Light them up.
So your EP, we going to be on the deck as long as it's not cold and shit.
I'm down.
You know what I mean? The way my skin is set up and that cold
the
air.
Way your skin, the way yeah. our skin is set up.
I'll be like,
the bugs and mosquitoes, they can't have a blast on my right arm.
I'll be like, oh, I don't
know. Not nowhere else. They just be tearing up my right arm. I tattoo it.
They just get you in one spot. Right here on, they like, that's a good spot.
The praying hands. They get you praying hands. I'm like, come on, mess with my Jesus now.
Damn bugs. So, any artists you look to work with in the future? First, you can say the famous people, then you can say me, and then you can say the people that's not so famous. All right, go.
Oh, well, the way she gave me. I'm looking forward to working with my big sis, Kiki White. I'm looking forward to working with Tank. I'm looking forward to working with Jamie Foxx, Luke James. Who else? Like that I'm talking about vocally that I listen to.
Right.
I'm looking forward to working with my peers too, like Imprint, Good Girl. Okay. I mean, like just I'm proud of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watch them. I mean, my friend from Good Girl is Ariel.
Okay.
And like we kind of grew up together, so it's like seeing her. Like, we had countless talks about, you know, the grind and where we're going to be at and a lot of, and to see that we're both doing it.
Right.
Same thing with Ryel and Buddha of Imprint. Like, we kind of came up in this game together, too.
That so was,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like, wow, to see Jamai, too. Like, wow. Different people that I grew up with in this game. It's like, wow, to see that we're all consistently doing what we're doing, but we haven't worked together yet.
Right.
So
right.
It's like we've been on the same shows and stuff together, but we just haven't worked together where so we came together. I want to do, like, a big... We Are the World type thing.
Can I be on it? I just feel left out. I know I'm way older than y'all.
You're on the way your vocals are set up.
I know, but I want to be on there.
You want to spit a bar? You want to spit some bar?
I sing too. You do what I sing,
yeah,
right?
I know. I'm just saying. I need you to.
Nah.
No, but seriously, I really would love to do
I would love to spit bars on
bars.
Y'all. We Are
Bar.
Bars.
Bars.
Tony, I got a good 8 for y'all on that. Seriously. We Are the World. Burn. We on it. He just snorkeled, y'all. That was not me, just so y'all know.
No, that was Jay. That wasn't Jay. Because the Jay, he keeps it, you know what I mean? Class 1. But no, I'm looking forward to working with a lot of the greats because I want to be great. You know what I'm saying? So. To work with great, that means you're associated with greatness.
Absolutely.
So, let's do it.
Absolutely. Well, that's decent. So, you know, it's still funny, y'all. I'm not going to lie. Like, because I know him as a kid. So, I'm just sitting here across the table.
Yeah, yeah.
I might need some more to drink. I'm trying to keep it PG. Like, wow.
I got my carpet up.
Yeah, you got hair on your face. Like, y'all, it was a long time.
She's a pretty boy Floyd with a curly
top. Oh, look at the little curly hair boy. No, do this moves and stuff with the voice. He was serious.
I was trying to let people know that I wanted to be a superstar, you know, when I was a young boy.
No, you was definitely letting them know. You was out in that park in front of all them people.
I think I had on a tight jacket, too.
Kendrick ain't had no look.
That jacket was...
He was
that
very...
Was stuck, you know? It was like, yo, Jason, really? Like, I think my name was Young Jay at the time.
Something like
young
that.
Young Jay at the time. And I was just like, yo, I need this young boy to take... And then we all had on the same outfit. I was like, come on, man. Like, this... This ain't happening for me.
They had the park flow. I mean, can you imagine these young guys just walking in the park like they were stars? I was like, look at them. Like, and I was like, and I had never really gotten
we had just
work.
Came. We
right.
had just came from being on 106 Park.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So he was a little famous a little bit.
Y'all was super famous. They walked in the park and they was like,
the girls were like, oh, yeah.
It was just too much. I was like, look at them.
Sweat.
I can't get it. I was hosting, I held the mic, and I was like, oh, next to the stage. I was like, they probably don't want me to say, oh, but.
I was like,
they could sing their little asses off.
Yeah. My voice changed, you know, since then, you know, I ain't reached, you know, that level yet.
Yeah,
where my puberty was set up. I'm a grown now, so I had to transition into my grown man voice.
Yeah, you got it. But see, that's the thing, that transition. And still dealing with it, I know, and, you know, dealing with some male artists that I didn't came up with and been with for years, kind of lost it. And it's like, well, what you do with it? Like, you had it.
I mean, it's all about consistency, though. Sometimes when people lose it, it's because they stop.
Right.
When you're consistent, your voice grows to where it's supposed to be.
Right.
Like, I didn't stop. I didn't say, oh, my God, my voice is changing, so I'm stopped doing music.
Right.
I kept singing through it. And
you
I felt,
know, that's a it's a fear, too, with a lot of artists, that when that voice change come along, it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to go back to voice training and retrain your voice.
But
you
see,
know?
It's always good as an artist to stay vocally trained, especially when you are singing, because the voice is very fragile. It'll take a turn on you in a minute. You'll be like, what, the way my voice is set up.
Right.
I mean, it changes, so you can't really not take care of it.
Exactly.
You have to go to voice coaching, whatever you got to do to make sure that your voice is always on the beat.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to jump into a little hip-hop joint that I promised I would play real quick.
That's cool. That's cool.
A little Flavor in Your Ear remix by my boys. And I don't know their name right now. It's okay. I'll shout them out when I come back. But we're going to check this joint out.
I need a little something in my cup.
That's why we're going to start. We got about 10 minutes left. We're going to play this joint. Get our drinks, and then we're going to say bye to everybody. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. And this is Radio. Your girl, Nina.
Oh, my God.
Mac back with new flavor for your eardrums. I swear I really got the feeling, but appear numb. But shit, we icy tonight, so I'ma go dumb. But never on these beats, I'm a conundrum. I said it twice, still nice, beating the opposition. Heard I got infinite words, immortal composition. Cooling with team, infinite herbs, no competition. And we got infinite herbs to roll in plenty switches. Better off fighting a curb, I'm so enthusiastic. I introduced elastic, fresh like I came in plastic. Exposed to C4 three times, the Kim reaction. My bitches ass to be fat like a Kim reaction. Kanye probably gon' fuck up my acceptance speech. I'm just an alien kid, nigga, I came to teach. You probably don't get it, I'm living, my flow's vivid. I bring it out the box to stop and kill these rapid spirits. Use your flow, little nigga, got a ton of those. My singles beating down the door like it's dominoes. Double entendre, you don't know the meaning, look it up. Your flow been stepped on, I'm ready, rock, I cook it up. 40 bars and running, keep coming, don't hook it up. Me and Jerz got it popping like we shook it up. Trying to go corporate on them, but I still can crook it up. Get a package, flood the market, they could write a book on us. 90s flow, even if they make it illegal. I'm marked for death like my name was Steve Siegel. You acting bad like you Lord Steven Regal. The only one, my future son, could be the sequel. But I'm the shit, so my brain matter's probably fecal. Math is the problem, but I still don't see no equal. My gorillas hear no evil, speak no evil. But what I speak will make you weak and made many see dead people. 950 Snap Mac. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jerz. Feel me? That night is flow. Fuck with it. Still killing them. Who you chose, Mac? CHOS-MAK. Chose Mac to be slow, nigga.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl Nina Capone. We still here. I'm still here with my boy Nina Jason. We are cutting the fuck
Man,
up.
That's an understatement.
It
you got
is.
Me on a beam right now.
But it's fun. I'm so glad
I like it, though.
Here.
You got the edge off.
You know what I mean? We having fun, and this is how an interview should be. You know what I mean? And I do some professional interviews sometimes, but I figured yours wouldn't be. So, I didn't even go mobile on you. I let you come here. Like, you came to the castle. You know what I mean? Like, you here. Like, I was like, you know what? I was like, babe, it's just me, JC. He like 4'11". He can come here.
But I'm still
this grown-ass man walking. I don't like that. Ain't him.
The way my height is set up. But, no, I really appreciate you for having me on the show, actually. Like, this is helping me, you know, my brand move. Like, you never know what...
Download it, cut me out, and... What show is that? No, definitely download the show. We're going to promote it. It's always available. As soon as we get off the air, it's available for download.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So use yours. Download this joint and take it on iTunes. I don't know if you check out the app. Make sure y'all download the app. It's in the app. I was promoting through there, too.
Okay.
Can you imagine people let me be in a pocket? we're going to talk about that another time.
That's
a whole other show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, so it's good, you know, get the downloads. I can blast at them and say,
Absolutely. Hey,
did you get... They be like, damn, yes, I got it. Like, stop.
Like, it's, I got it. Like,
damn, I got it.
Like, more
right. But that's the dopeness. So the app works, you know, so definitely. But before we get off the air, we got about 5 minutes left, and we want to hear you blow... Some noise out your drunk voice.
All right, well, I just shot my video for one of the songs on my EP called Better Nights, so I'm going to just sing a little bit of that. All right.
That'll work.
Right. Can't imagine what my life would be like if I couldn't have you in there. Looking at the picture in my head wouldn't feel right. My heart will have descended. I know we have a time when we don't see eye to eye. What's life without ups and downs? I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to make it right. Let's start tonight. So little something from that.
I'm feeling it.
It's a little something I wrote. It's called Better Nights. It's basically talking about, you know, you going through ups and downs with your girl or whatever, and you love her enough to endure the good, bad, and indifferent. So I just want these nights to get better. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah.
Because she be trying to break up with you. Like, I just can't take it no more. Listen, we've been together 3 years, and I ain't changed that one bit. So if you could have dealt with it in the first 365 and then the second 365, well, you mean? Turn up. You taking pictures.
I'm taking pictures. I'm snapping pictures. Like, he talking, I'm snapping pictures.
That joint will come out trash.
It look real.
Emotions.
Yeah, I mean, you was all feeling it. Like, yeah, he's serious about this.
No, but I
think you got me, girl.
Just stay together, baby. I love you, girl. And it's funny because in the beginning of the song, I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I took it back to, like, the Joe and the Carl Thomas.
See, that's missing now.
But that's where I'm about, though. I'm trying to bring it back.
That's so decent. Because you know what? You listen to these songs now, and you looking for that. I'm an 80s type of music listener, lover, 90s even. You know, yeah. And it's all gone.
Yeah.
Even in hip-hop. And R&B is just all gone. It's like...
That's why TGT did so good.
Right.
Because we missed that. Like we missed it. That, and that's why I plan to bring that joint back.
Well, you know, I got you. You know, from my end, whatever I can do. You know, get in people's pockets for you. You know, like a well, sticker. I might get locked up. I'm going to need that bill.
No, they said if you get locked up, you can't do these interviews when my album drops.
Right, that's no, we definitely... All right, so I'll stay
so
out
I need you
not
to get locked up.
I'll stay out
I need you to get you. Keep your hands clean. Get somebody else to do it. Your dirty work.
We ain't gonna say no more.
Look,
he ready.
Hey, baby, we're gonna have some better nights.
Don't even worry about it.
You know what I mean? That's the plug. Better nights, EB. Just me. You come in the kitchen and get ready. Well, yeah, we gonna turn it up.
We definitely gonna turn it up. And I wanna play that again as we move off the air. I wanna thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out to all the people over in the UK and Canada.
Come on,
I know
UK.
Y'all always tune in. And then it's crazy. We got it right. England, France.
Hello, Mike.
They're everywhere, and it's amazing because I can see the stats later, and I'm like, wow,
yeah.
Like I'm all the way over there. Damn.
International, baby.
It's a beautiful thing, you know. So shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to everybody that's downloading.
Absolutely.
Downloads is better than listening sometimes because you get to see numbers, and that's huge for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, stay tuned. The JTN, grab that album tonight, today, tomorrow. Again,
right now.
Like, because the way that PayPal is set up,
man.
It's like waiting for somebody to download that
joint,
like right now. Like, I know how it is.
They just texted me and was like, anybody download this joint
right now?
We're going to turn it up.
Right now. I'm about to turn it up. And just because you didn't know, because I didn't promote it that way.
What?
But the name of the show is Turned Up Tuesday.
Come on.
See,
I play
too much.
This is the things that I get for putting people on.
See?
They the name of the show after
work. You know, it's been that, the name of the show. You copied me, so
no,
we're going to record on that. Because, listen.
Oh, we were judge Mathis or no?
No. What's the new judge name? What's that lady judge? I seen another judge I like today. I got a new judge.
You about to do another show?
I got a new judge. No,
I'm gonna just send my court papers. I'm gonna send subpoena in the mail because
that worked.
Because you didn't try. You didn't try it.
No, but
you didn't try.
I got you know copyrights from 90 seconds.
Well, she let us know.
She like 90 seconds.
She's like, y'all talking too much.
Cause
we family.
We here ain't jumping to this. We gonna turn up. I figure out the judge name and we here ain't do this so I can right, you know over my show. Yeah, that's how I go. In the streets radio on the JTI, Nina Capone, Mr. Critic, and the rest of the people in the room. Yo, shout out to everybody that's here, y'all.
What up?
We gon' turn it up, ain't no turn it down. We gon' fill it up, pass the gas around.
I got plenty coupe girls.
We gon' turn it down.
We gon' turn it up, ain't no turn it down.
Yeah.
I'm on
it.
I'm on it. We gon' turn it up, ain't no turn it down.
Turn it down.
I'm on it.
Turn it down.
I'm on it. We gon' turn it up, ain't no turn it down. Make that booty clap on the
Slowly start to rise.